This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's foreign minister has met with a visiting Chinese mediator to discuss how to end Russia's war, but no details were disclosed Wednesday and the next steps were unclear. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and envoy Li Huai held discussions over 2 days. Ukraine's foreign ministry said in a statement Kuleba briefed the former Chinese ambassador to Moscow about, quote, the principles of restoring a stable and just peace based on respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The Ukraine-Black Sea grain deal has been extended for 2 more months, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Wednesday, 1 day before Russia could have quit the pact over obstacles to its grain and fertilizer exports. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. And with it, hope to help head off a mounting global food crisis.
Son uzatmanın süresi.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan made the announcement in a speech to his political party just a day before Russia could have quit the deal over obstacles to its own grain and fertilizer exports.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda, signaling no let-up in the conflict between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, anti-aircraft guns and drones could be heard on Wednesday in the capital Khartoum, residents reported. Video posted by the RSF on Twitter showed fighters around the Air Defenses Forces command site in Khartoum shooting in the air and walking around destroyed military vehicles. This is VOA News. Nigerian and American authorities are investigating after armed men attacked a U.S. convoy on Tuesday, killing 2 consulate staff and 2 policemen, and abducted 2 officers and a driver, according to police. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
Police said the attackers opened fire on the motorcade, killed the officers and U.S. consulate workers, and then burned their corpses along with the vehicles. Anambra State Police Command spokesperson Tochukwu Ikenga said Wednesday that security forces are searching for the perpetrators and the 3 people they abducted. In a separate statement late Tuesday, Ikenga said local police were unaware of the movement of the U.S. convoy until after the attack and that the area was known for separatist violence. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. Republican lawmakers are blasting President Joe Biden for leaving the country to attend the G7 summit in Japan amid talks to end the debt limit crisis, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Stop traveling somewhere else.
Cancel your trip to Japan. Stay at the table.
At a rare news conference with both Senate and House Republicans, from Speaker Kevin McCarthy to Congressman Dusty Johnson, Elise Stefanik was among those accusing the president of shirking his duty.
Joe Biden continues to run away.
I'll be in constant contact with my team while I'm at the G7.
But the president is cutting short his trip.
Be back here on Sunday.
Skipping planned stops in Papua New Guinea and Australia to be here for the final debt talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. northwestern state of Montana becomes the first state in the nation to completely ban TikTok, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many states and the federal government ban the use of TikTok on government devices, but Montana's gone further with a complete ban of the popular social media site. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed the legislation, which prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and sets a fine of $10,000 against any entity if a potential user is offered the ability to access the platform or download the app. The law is expected to face legal challenges. Montana's governor says TikTok's Chinese ownership makes it a significant risk to sensitive government data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The president of Ecuador has dismissed the legislature in a move that promised more turmoil around a conservative leader unable to enact his agenda aimed at widening business opportunities and attracting more investment. I'm Joe Ramsey.